The collapse of a small section of carriageway near the verge in the summer of 1983 is not considered germane to this study. The tunnel underneath it was put down to gophers, or foxes, or some other burrowing animal. What were irresponsibly described as shoring timbers must simply have been, for example, bits of timber that accidentally got carried into the tunnel by floodwater, as it were, and wedged. Undoubtedly, the same thing happened with the feathers. If cluck were meant to fly, they'd have bigger flap. Testimony of Officer Stashev again.
This must have been around late August 1984. This truck had told me he was driving past. It would have been around mid-afternoon when this thing comes flapping, he said flapping, out of the bushes and right across the freeway. And he's watching it, and it doesn't lose height. And next thing he knows, it bounces off his windshield and breaks up. He said he thought it was kids or something, so I went and had a look at the bushes, but no kids. Just a few of the chickens scratching about and a load of junk, you know. You wouldn't believe the kind of junk that ends up by the side of roads. I found what was left of the thing that had hit him. It was like a sort of cage with these kind of big wings on and all full of pulleys and more bits of cassette tapes and levers and stuff. What? Oh, yeah, and these chickens, all smashed up. I mean, who'd do something like that? One minute flying chickens, next minute McNuggets. I recall there were three of them, all cockerels and brown.
It's a small scratch for a cluck. A giant flap for Clark? Testimony of Officer Stashev again, 19th of July 1986.
Kids playing with fire. That's my opinion. They get over the wall and make hideouts in the bushes. Like I said, they just grab one of the chickens. I don't see why everyone's so excited. So some kids fill an old trash can with junk and fireworks and stuff. I push a damn chicken in it, and blow it up in the air. It'd have caused a hell of a lot of damage if it hadn't hit one of the bridge supports on the far side. Bird inside got all smashed up. It'd have got this cloth in there with strings all over. Maybe the kids thought the thing could use a parachute. Okay, so there's a crater, what the hell? Plant a bush in it. What? Sure it'd be hot. It's where they were playing spacemen. Not that kind of hot. What kind of hot?
Peck? Neck twist minus crow equals gurgle over C squared.
Cluck?
We do know that at about 2 a.m. on the morning of the 3rd of May 1989, a purple glow was noticed by several drivers in the bushes around the middle of the verge. Some say it was a blue glow. From a cross-checking of the statements, it appeared to last for at least 10 minutes. There was also a noise. We have a number of descriptions of this noise. It was sort of weird,
kind of a whooping sound,
and
rather like radio oscillation.
The only one we have been able to check is the description from Curtis V.J. McDonald, who said,
"You know in that Star Trek episode when they make the fishman from an alternate Earth? Well, the fishman's matter transmitter made just the same noise."
We have viewed the episode in question. It is the one where Captain Kirk falls in love with the girl. Tape A.
Clark?
Brackets foot twist, close brackets. Square root of 2t, brackets peck, over scratch squared to the power of oon. Brackets gurgle, close brackets, brackets left shoulder preen, close brackets, equals brackets right shoulder preen, close brackets.
Cluck?
We also know that the person calling himself Elrond X, an itinerant, entered the area around 2 a.m. When located subsequently, he said,
"Yeah, well, maybe sometimes I used to take a chicken, but there's no law against it. Anyway, I stopped because it was getting very heavy. I mean, it was the way they were acting, the way they looked at you. their beady eyes. But times are tough, and I thought, okay, why not? There's no chickens there, man. Someone's been through it. There's no chickens.
When asked about the assemblage, he said,
there was only this pile of junk in the middle of the bushes. It was just twigs and wire and junk. And eggs. Only you never touch the eggs. We know that. Some of those eggs give you a shock, like electricity. Because you never asked me before. That's why. Yeah, I kicked it over. Because there was this chicken inside it, okay? But when I went up close, there was this flash and like a clap of thunder. And it went all wavy and disappeared. I ain't taking that from no chicken.
Thus far, we have been unable to reassemble the assemblage, photos A through G. There is considerable doubt as to its function, and we have dismissed Mr. X's view that it was
a real funky microwave oven.
It appeared simply to have been a collection of roadside debris and twigs held together with cassette tape, the best of Queen. It may have had some religious significance. From drawings furnished by Mr. X, there appeared to have been space inside for one chicken at a time. Document C contains an analysis of the three eggs found in the debris. As you will see, one of them seems normal but infertile. The second has been powering a flashlight bulb for 2 days, and a report on the third is contingent on our finding either it or Dr. Paperbuck, who was last seen trying to cut into it with a saw. For the sake of completeness, please note Document B, which is an off-print of Paperbuck and Macklin's Western Science Journal paper, Exaggerated Evolutionary Pressures on Small Isolated Groups Under Stress. All that we can be certain of is that there are no chickens in the area where chickens have been for the last 17 years. However, there are now 47 chickens on the opposite verge. Why they crossed is, of course, one of the fundamental riddles of popular philosophy. That is not, however, the problem. We don't know how. But it is not such a great verge over there, and they're all clustered together, and some of the hens are laying. We're just going to have to wait and see how they get back.
Cluck?
Author's note. In 1973, a lorry overturned at a freeway interchange in Hollywood. It was one of the busiest in the United States and therefore the world. Some chickens escaped and bred. They survived, are surviving, very well, even in the hazardous atmosphere of the roadside. But this story is about another Hollywood and other chickens.